Hey, what's up, guys? Real quick, I've been working really hard to amplify my social media presence recently, and recently just started diving into Instagram, which has actually been a ton of fun. It's a cool platform for connecting with y'all in just a more personal way. So if we aren't already connected on Instagram, let's change that. You can find me at TheAnthonyVecino. So go connect. Let's do it. All right, let's get to the show.
So I leave tomorrow for Idaho to speak at the Conscious Investors Summit. I am really excited. My friend Julie Hawley, she's an amazing entrepreneur putting on this event. We've worked on a number of real estate deals in the past, and she's just a great friend. I'm really excited to go out there, but I'm a little stressed out because I'm giving the closing keynote of this event, and it is a completely different speech than the one I gave just a week or two ago at RaiseFest. So that speech at RaiseFest, I practiced that thing over 100 hours. And I made a conscious decision that I was going to focus exclusively on that speech initially, not trying to dilute my focus by, learning and mastering two different speeches simultaneously. But then that meant by the time I delivered the RaiseFest speech, I only had about maybe 13, 14 days to turn around and master this new speech before delivering it. And so I got to deliver that in about 3 days, and I'm a little bit stressed out about it, but I'm really excited. I think it's going to go really well. But I want to share with you, one of the topics that I'm going to be talking about in this speech at Conscious Investor is something that I think about a lot. And this speech is all about hyperfocus, how to unlock the 10 commandments of hyperfocus, how to unlock this like most powerful of flow states on command. You guys know I'm all about focus as being one of your most valuable assets, and that's really the core of this speech. But there's something else that I talk about in this that I want to share with you today because I think it's valuable. If you are struggling in life right now and you're not exactly where you want to be, or you're an entrepreneur and your business is struggling, it's not taking off exactly how you want it to be taking off, then here's an idea that might serve you. See, I've told my story so many times about how, in my late 20s, I found myself in the back of the van, $80,000 in debt. My fiance just kicked me to the curb, right? Like, that's the core origin story that I tell. The thing that really changed for me, though, on my journey is, truthfully, I got lucky and I stumbled backwards into entrepreneurship because a buddy, he came to me and he's like, hey, dude, let's get you out of this situation. Let's do something about this. Let's start a business. That was his suggestion, was that we start a business to try and transform our lives. Because he wasn't in a much better position than I was, all things told. But, he wasn't in a van, so he was beating me there. Now, the thing about it is I was never entrepreneurial as a kid. Like, the idea of entrepreneurship, of being a business owner, it never crossed my mind. I didn't have the lemonade stand. I didn't have the paper route. And, like, you joke about the kid who plucks flowers from the neighbor's yard and sells it back to them. Like, that was never me. It was never me. And so this was, like, the furthest from my mind of being a game that I could play. But when you're in rock bottom, you're desperate and you'll give anything a shot. And that's where I found myself at that point in my life, was I was desperate. I will give anything a shot. I think harder is people going through life with the fuzzy handcuffs on. They're living in a comfortable prison where they have a good life, they have good job, good relationships, everything's good. But as they say, good is the enemy of great. Because when you live and you have good things, then you have too much to risk, too much to lose, to possibly go and pursue the greatness and see maybe you could make it even better, right? I didn't have that problem. Rock bottom is great in that way because you've already failed, you've already lost, and so you have nothing to lose. So you'll give it a shot. And that's what I did. So we started that business, and it turned out that we were pretty successful with it. And it still boggles my mind to this day that we were able to find such quick success with the business, all things told. But a lot of that simply stems from the fact that I was playing a different game, a game that I was more suited for than the games I had been playing before. And so the biggest thing I want to share with you in today's video is that you have no choice but to play the cards you're dealt in this life. I have ADHD. I do have issues sitting down, facing forward, and paying attention for long periods of time. Like, there's certain things about my life that are never going to change, right? I'm 5'9", white dude from the Midwest, can't jump out of bed in the morning. I'm never going to play in the NBA. There's just certain realities about the cards that I've been dealt in life. And it's the same with you. There's certain cards you've been dealt and you have to play them, but you get to choose which games you play. And right there in that concept is everything you need to know about winning in life. Instead of playing the games where your cards are a weakness, play games where your cards are a strength. And once I started doing that, once I realized that I had the choice of playing games with my ADHD, my bias towards action, my impulsivity, my proclivity for taking risks, my creativity, my curiosity, once I played games where those were an advantage, the game became unfair and I started to dominate. Like, my advantage in those games was unfair. And it doesn't even feel like work in the same way that I was used to work feeling like work when I was playing the corporate game, like playing the game where I sit down and people tell me what to do and I have to, you know, just follow the blueprint. I could never thrive in that environment. And so that felt like work. But once I started playing games where I turned my strengths to actual strengths, the game got downright easy. And in a lot of ways, it makes me feel a little bit like an imposter when I talk about entrepreneurship, because it's never felt as hard to me as the alternative. And I know that's not the same for everybody. I know that entrepreneurship is inherently hard, but for me, it has always felt easier simply because I'm playing games that I'm designed for. And so I want to share that with you today, because you have an infinite number of games in this life that you can choose to play. And I didn't realize this for the first 28 years of my life, that there were other games out there to be played. I fell ass backwards into entrepreneurship. But there's so many different variables, so many different types of games now that we can choose to play. And it's different than it was maybe 30, 40, 50 years ago. You know, the world that my dad grew up in, he didn't have as many games to choose from. The options were more limited. So it was go to school, get good grades, get a job, work your way up the ladder. Like, those were the games to play. But today, with the ubiquity of technology and the internet, the ability to like reach an audience, to deliver value and then like make a sell a product, like, it's never been easier to play other games. And so I just encourage you to take some time and consider, are you playing games that you can win? And more importantly, that you want to win? Because when I think back on it in hindsight, I never wanted to win the corporate game. It was never interesting to me. So I never showed up and played to the fullest of my ability, which as a result, of course, I was never going to win that game. So that's what I want to leave you with today. Hopefully this brings you a little bit of value. As always, I appreciate you being here. Thank you so much. We'll catch you in the next video. Until then, stay hyper-focused, my friends. Hey guys, I love, love, love that you're listening to the podcast. I truly hope it's bringing you just a ton of value. But if you ever wanted to check out the video version of these podcasts, then you should head over to YouTube. You know, they're going to have more effects, more visual stuff like that. And that can help the message sometimes just hit a little bit different and, you know, reinforce the lesson in a better way. So you can check that out. It's completely free. Go over to YouTube, search for Anthony Vecino. It'll pop up. And if that's not what you're into, then cool. Just enjoy the show and let's get to it.